This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little different. We spell it CHRCH because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. Well, I want to tell you I am very pleased that we are in a new season. No, winter is still with us, at least until March the 20th. That's what the weatherman says. But the new season actually began yesterday, something that is known around the world as spring training. Yes, baseball season is officially back on us. I've been a baseball fan since I was a kid, played Little League ball, listened to games on the radio. Some of y'all may remember when there was a time when you couldn't catch baseball on television more than maybe once a week, once every few weeks. And then later on into the 80s, WGN had the Cubs on, and WTBS in Atlanta used to play the Atlanta Braves. I learned to become an Atlanta Braves fan after that time in the 80s, and that was the last game I went to in 2000. In 2023, I went to an Atlanta Braves game, beautiful Truist Park, and there is a name that is synonymous with the Atlanta Braves that even if you're not a baseball fan, you're going to recognize the name of Henry Hank Aaron. Again, probably one of the most famous Atlanta Braves. He's famous, of course, for breaking Babe Ruth's all-time home run record in 1974, but he still remains just so large in baseball. He's got still the runs batted in record, 2,297. They say that that record may never be broken. He was a 25-time All-Star, and he still is the only person in baseball to go 20 seasons with 20 or more home runs. But what you may not be aware of is Hank Aaron, before he broke that home run record in 74, he talked to Guidepost Magazine in 1973, and here is a quote from Hank Aaron. He said, "I need to depend on someone who is bigger, stronger, and wiser than I am. I don't do it on my own. God is my strength. He gave me a good body and some talent and the freedom to develop it. He helps me when things go wrong. He forgives me when I fall on my face. He lights the way." I love that. And it's interesting because you don't think Hank Aaron is a guy who would say, "He loves me when I fall on my face." But that's the truth, right? But of course, when we hear those words, we are called to mind the times that the Bible said that God strengthens us. I was just reading one of the Psalms this morning. He is my fortress and my strength. But maybe the one we know so well, Philippians 4:13, "I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And I don't know if that's what Hank Aaron had in mind when he said those words, but there's probably a great truth to that. And of course, we're not talking about physical strength either. One of the things you might not know about Hank Aaron is after he hit that home run ball that launched him past Babe Ruth as the all-time home run leader, what you may not know is that he began receiving hate mail. People were really, really upset that a person of his skin color would beat Babe Ruth's record, and he began to get death threats. He began to get thousands and thousands of pieces of mail, so much that obviously he couldn't handle it on his own. But that requires a different kind of strength, doesn't it? When you start getting into that space, you need more than physical strength. You need a spiritual strength. You need an emotional strength. I want to read to you this whole section in Philippians just before 4:13. The idea begins in verse 10, Philippians 4:10. It says, "I rejoiced in my Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity." In other words, he's saying that this group in Philippi, this group of believers, they cared for him. They didn't have any way to show their love and care and support. Apparently, they continued to support Paul financially. But then his words that follow, so important. Verse 11, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I'm in to be content." Think of those words for a moment. Think of the Apostle Paul, an individual who traveled, was thrown in prison, kicked out of every decent town in the Mediterranean at that time. But he said that he was content in whatever state he's in. How? How could he do that? Listen to the next words, verse 12. I know how to be abased. I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. You have to pause and think about this for a minute. A couple of words in there we may not be used to. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Abased meaning I know how to be in those situations where I have lack. I don't have what I need. But then there's also those situations where I abound. Things are going well for me. And it says some of your Bibles will say, I have learned the secret to being content in any and every situation. And then those words, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, when the Apostle Paul wrote those words, he wasn't talking about baseball, obviously, or even athletics. He's talking about this mental strength that we need day by day to have that contentment in our lives. To say, what I have now, I may be in lack right now. Things may not be going so well financially for me, but I've just got to trust God. And that's going to take a strength. Even in those opposite times when things are going really well. The job is paying well. I'm getting the promotions. Things are happening. Oh, it takes a real strength to be content in those situations too, doesn't it? Think about that. It's hard for us to be in a place where we're being successful, things are growing, and not to think of the next goal, the next thing. Oh, as soon as I get there, then I'll be content. And when you get there, you're still not content. That also requires a strength. When you think of those words, again, when you think of a guy like Hank Aaron, who seemed to be at the pinnacle of his career, but at that pinnacle of his career is when some of the harshest criticism came to him. He needed to learn that strength that came from God alone. That's our greatest difficulty, our greatest challenge in a world that says we need more and more and more. A time when we were just bombarded with information about all the things we should have in our lives. But we need to learn that secret to be content, as Paul said, in whatever state I am in. Can you say that today? If not, we need to learn that secret, the strength that comes from Christ alone, the strength to be content, not the strength to hit a baseball over the wall of a field. But the strength that says in my heart, I could be content exactly where I am. I don't know who needs to hear that today, but I believe that somebody does. Somebody needs to put on the shelf that thing that they just keep striving for. They just can't seem to get to that point, and we just don't feel content. But we need to pray today for the Lord to strengthen us through it all.